universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome to Real News on this Thursday, October the 5th, 2017. I'm David Knight. Today we're going to be looking at some updates to the information about the shooting. We have the sheriff now joining what we see and hear from videos and witnesses who were there at the event. The sheriff is now saying maybe he wasn't a lone shooter. He must have had help. He's kind of a Superman guy. Remember I did a video a couple of days ago. I think it was on Monday, maybe Tuesday at the very least, but I think it was on Monday. I said, how'd this guy go from an accountant to Jason Bourne? And that was the information that we were given at the time. There's a lot of issues with the official lone wolf story, and people are starting to look at this, and even the law enforcement officers there in Las Vegas are questioning the lone wolf shooter narrative. But the real issue, I think, today, and we're going to talk about this in depth, is the move by the GOP towards gun control. We have to understand that the GOP has taken the lead, even though the Democrat politicians have really backed down on this. We're not hearing the kind of strident demands for bans of weapons and so forth. We had Hillary Clinton come out, and basically her first legislative win, she got the Hearing Protection Act stopped, but it was Paul Ryan who did it for her. Hillary Clinton couldn't get health care through in 92 or 93 when she was trying to push this through as first lady. She hasn't been able to get anything else through, but she got the Hearing Protection Act suspended, and it was with the help of Speaker Paul Ryan. Isn't that amazing? And we're going to take a look at the statements of the GOP. And, of course, the celebrities, the whining celebrities, the people like Michael Moore and Jimmy Kimmel, the amazing statements made by them and some of the college professors from Harvard and others who are saying the NRA is a terrorist group. We're going to talk about that. There's actually a proposed constitutional amendment that comes from Michael Moore, and I think it's very interesting because in it he lays down all the lies, the misconceptions of the left about the Second Amendment. He codifies it into one little brief statement there. So it's kind of interesting to look at what Michael Moore has there. But understand, the real enemies are the GOP in this fight. We're taking friendly fire in the war on the Second Amendment. And that's the thing that I think is the most urgent issue here. Regardless of the long-term strategy, regardless of the actual tactics that are being used, we have to understand that we are under fire here. And this isn't simply about some novelty device that they want to ban. I believe this is going to be much broader in terms of the jurisdictional control that they're going to hand over to the ATF. We'll see what happens. But clearly, when we look at the statements of the GOP, they do not understand or appreciate or support the principles and the literal wording of the Second Amendment. They don't care about your individual liberty, and they're going to throw it under the bus in the claim of protecting public safety. We're going to have a couple of guests today. We're going to have Lee Stranahan. We're going to have Matt Dubiel. We also want to take a look at the Trump agenda. How is the Trump agenda moving? Well, I don't know. It's the usual suspects that we have in the Congress that are shutting this down. It's not a lot of the same people. The Republicans, of course, are taking the lead and making sure that Trump cannot get rid of this persistent investigation by the Russians. Isn't it interesting that this investigation of Russian hacking, quote unquote, of the election continues on now well over a year with no charges filed with anybody, no real, nothing to show for this. And yet, immediately, the FBI was telling us, there's no political motive here involved in this shooting. There's nobody else involved in this shooting. We'll take all those cameras. We'll take all that evidence. We've seen this all before. So stay with us. We're going to be coming right back, and I'm going to give you a quick news break before we get into the updates about gun control, about the shooter, and some updates about surveillance. We've actually got some good news coming out of the Republican Congress. There's also some good news about abortion coming out of the Republican Congress. We'll see how far that goes. I'm David Knight. This is Real News. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man! Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Thursday, October the 5th, 2017. I'm David Knight, and before we get into more updates about the shooting, more updates about the attacks on the Second Amendment coming from Republicans taking the lead in Congress, it is Republicans who are now pushing for gun control far more than the Democrats are. Before we talk about those issues, let's hit some of the news that's happening today. We've had three U.S. troops, all identified as Army Green Berets, killed and two others wounded in an ambush yesterday in the African country of Niger. Near the border with Mali, the troops were part of a joint patrol with Nigerians when they were ambushed by as yet unknown attackers. Speculation is that the attackers were from Al-Qaeda, and we're waiting to get more information about that. A woman was charged with beating her boyfriend to death with frying pans. I'm sure that Hillary Clinton is not concerned about that because evidently people could hear that happening. It wasn't silent. And, of course, neither are suppressors. They sound like a jackhammer going off with most calibers of weapons that you're going to have there. But are we going to have a ban on frying pans now? Will the Republicans take the lead in terms of banning frying pans? Time will tell. It's a heinous crime. Something must be done about it. And clearly that is the instrument of choice by some individuals. So, and this is in New Jersey. See, in New Jersey, one of the areas where they have stringent gun control, if you can't get a gun, you can still do it with frying pans. All right, we have American optimism about the economy hitting an all-time high. This is in a new CNBC survey. And yet, at the same time, we have... How is the confidence in your privacy? Are you confident about your privacy? You know, we've had... probably more than half of Americans had their identity stolen in a single hack with Equifax. And actually, it wasn't a single hack. They had been hacked prior to that. They didn't disclose that. They didn't disclose the biggest one for well over a month, and there were some executives, some of them even as part of the IT group, who traded significant amounts of stock, nearly $1 million, but they say, we didn't know that we had been hacked at the time that we were buying and selling those stocks, but they had been hacked even 5 months earlier than that. But now, after that massive Equifax hack, where people have had all their detailed information stolen, it's information, your social security number, your address, your bank accounts, your credit ratings, so they know which people to steal the most money from. All that stuff was stolen, and we're all waiting to see what the fallout is going to be about that. We now have the IRS hiring Equifax to take care of your taxpayer data. How's that? Zero Hedge headline says, this isn't a joke. It is amazing, isn't it, though? I mean, if it's not a joke, I don't know. Our government is a joke, quite frankly. The fact that the IRS, after these situations with Equifax, I mean, if these people are not going to go to jail for insider trading, if they're not going to go to jail or be sued and shut down by the 143 million plus customers who had their identities stolen. If that isn't going to happen, and if they're not going to go to jail because of insider trading, because they clearly, even the IT manager didn't know anything about this for well over a month, well then, why would you hire somebody that is so grossly incompetent? And this was done with a no-bid contract. Gee, isn't that interesting? It's not the way things are done in Washington. It's just unbelievable. This is the IRS. These are the same people who said that as they were targeting the various taxpayer groups, and people said, we want to get your information. Well, I lost it. You know, my dog ate the disk drive type of thing. And we said they would never accept that excuse from any individual taxpayer. But we're supposed to accept that excuse from them. Well, maybe they are that incompetent if they're going to hire Equifax. No, they're not incompetent. They're just crooked. That's the way business is done in the District of Criminals. You go out and you hire the people who have lost the most information, set the biggest record for identities lost. You go out and hire them with a no-bid contract. That's great. We have the House has passed, and this is something that got lost in all of the information about the shooter. That's why I wanted to do some news today. There is some very important news that has happened while we've been preoccupied with a single event. The House passed a bill to stop abortion after unborn children can feel pain. We know that children can feel pain. We know this from medical science. It's confirmed in recent years that unborn children consciously feel pain by the 12th week of pregnancy. And as they point out this Breitbart article, this has led pro-life leaders to call for consensus for ending abortion after that point, arguing that even pro-abortion Americans should agree to find common ground in prohibiting a practice when a sentient life form can actually feel the agony of being torn apart. And I find it interesting because so many people on the left, you know, there tends to be, we have these different issues that divide us left and right. You're typically going to find people who are rabid PETA supporters who are very concerned about any unnecessary pain inflicted on animals, who are also categorically support any kind of abortion. And it was just a week or so ago that I related to you a story about what happened in India. There was a rape of a young girl. I believe she was 13 years old and had become pregnant as a consequence of that rape. The court ordered that because of the circumstances and because of her age, that the pregnancy would be terminated. They had to have a court order to do that in India. And so the doctors looked at the court order and they said, well, this baby is kind of far along. And they ended the pregnancy, but they did not kill the baby. What they did was they did a C-section and they saved the life of the baby. And they said, we did what you said. We terminated the pregnancy, but we didn't have to tear the baby apart. And for people who say, well, that was very invasive to do a cesarean session, section, that is no more invasive than invading the child and ripping the baby apart and then scraping the young mother out. So it was not anything that was more medically invasive than the abortion would have been. And so this is very interesting. We'll see what happens with that bill. And along with that, I guess, you know, some of the people on, as we've seen with the investigations by the Center for Medical Progress, the undercover investigations there, and they are now being given a massive fine by a judge who says, you disobeyed my orders, and because you disobeyed my orders, even though you showed criminal actions, we're not going to do anything about the criminal actions. We see this over and over again, right? So whistleblowers are going to get punished. In this case, they get a massive fine. One of the two undercover investigators there who exposed Planned Parenthood's massive and profitable baby body parts trade in 2015, this is from WND, is challenging a California judge's refusal to dismiss felony charges against her, arguing the state's attorney general failed to meet the legal deadline for filing an amended complaint. And what had happened was the San Francisco Superior Court threw out 14 of the original counts, said they were legally defective, and the state was given 10 days to refile the complaint. But they didn't meet the deadline for filing the complaints. And so this lady and her counsel are arguing that the counts should be thrown out. However, the judge refused to dismiss the counts that did not get filed within the deadline and said, well, I think the attorney general intended to refile. He intended to refile, but he didn't refile in that amount of time. It doesn't matter what the law says, does it? You can miss the deadline and they will still waive that. And quite frankly, I have seen this when I worked with third party political campaigns. We would have a situation where we would go through strenuous efforts that were never done by the Republicans or the Democrats in order to get on the ballot. We would do things that they never had to do. and we would make it. And in some cases, in various parts of the country, we would have a situation where the Republican or the Democrat did not file anybody. And after they saw that it was going to be a two-way race, one of the major parties that were going to not oppose the incumbent because they were in a strong position, after they saw that we were there and it was going to be a two-party race, then they would jump in after the deadline. And the judge would do the same thing there and say, well, it's important to have that major party on the ballot, so we're going to waive the requirements for them that other people spend a great deal of time and a great deal of money to follow the law. It just doesn't matter. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We've got some more information before we get to the shooter about a mother sent to jail for vaccinating her son. Yes, it started.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Yeah.
David Knight. Let's, before we get to the shooters, and I do say shooters, we'll talk about this in a moment, because even the sheriff is now saying, well, I'm not really sure that this guy acted alone. And we're now getting some information that, yes, unlike what we had heard from his brother and some friends, he did buy a lot of guns. But it's still, we have a lot of issues as to how that many rounds were fired in such a short time, because it wasn't a 10-minute segment, but it was a little over 4 minutes that was done. How were that many rounds fired by one individual? A lot of people having videos and other things that indicate that it was multiple shooters. Police at the time believing that it was multiple shooters, other people who were experienced in the military saying that they believe it was multiple shooters. Now we have the sheriff saying, well, I don't really think this guy pulled this off by himself. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment. We have some other information, though, that's at the top of the news that's just kind of miscellaneous stuff that we haven't covered in the last couple of days. And I did mention last week we had the threat of a mother who said that she did not want to vaccinate her son. And this was a dispute between a couple that was divorced. And this went before a judge, but the judge was going to take an unusual step of sending the woman to jail if she did not get her child vaccinated. She said, I would rather sit behind bars, standing up for what I believe in, than giving in to something that I strongly do not believe in. And the judge said, vaccinate your son or go to jail. Yesterday, she stood by those words. She refused to back down, and the judge, Karen McDonald, then told her that she was in violation of a court order to vaccinate her son, and she was sentenced to jail. This is an article from the Free Thought Project, and we've had multiple places have reported this. I also have a CBS report from Detroit. It's just outside of Detroit where this happened. As they previously reported on Free Thought, however, she did not abstain from all vaccinations. This is a very important distinction. Because they're not just saying you must vaccinate. They're saying you must vaccinate on the schedule that we give you. And a lot of people have said, look, we understand the principles of vaccination. A lot of people who don't disagree with that. A lot of people who say I'm concerned about the adjuvants and other things that are put into the vaccine, whether it's preservatives or things to irritate the immune system. They say you have to understand that it's not simply the principles of vaccination that we had from Louis Pasteur. There's been a lot of things added to these vaccines if you read the insert. And then you have the other issue of combining all of these things and exposing the person to, especially typically young children, exposing them to all of these things all at once. And of course, I had a nurse that I interviewed at one point. It was an organization, Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines. And she was saying we would have children who were preemies and they would have their vaccination schedule that was going to happen to these kids because they were in the care of the hospital. And they didn't care that these children were not mature enough to be able to handle this. They had a schedule that said if the child was this many days old, in spite of the fact that these children were prematurely born, if they're this many days old, they're going to get these vaccines. So they would have to line up the intensive care unit because they knew that this was going to have massive effects on these kids. But they would do it anyway. They really didn't care. And that was the amazing thing. They didn't care. They knew this, what was going to happen. They knew the reaction to it. They knew the kids couldn't handle it at that young age. And they couldn't handle that many vaccines, but they did it anyway. And so this is what the mother is saying. She said she had not abstained from all vaccinations. She'd had some of them, but it was her prerogative as a parent to work this out. And they point out, you know, this is a decision that was split between the two parents. And they say it's the decision of both parents. But she said, why automatically side with the father who wants all the vaccines in that early stage? What about my choice as a mother? She said, I feel angry. I feel backed into a corner. I feel my rights as a parent have been taken away, and they have been. Now, this is Oakland County woman. Her son was 9 years old that was in question. The judge pointed out that she had signed an order in November 2016 agreeing that the child would be vaccinated. But that's different than saying that it's going to be vaccinated on the schedule that the judge demands or that the, I don't know, is there a law? Is there a law in Detroit, Michigan laying out the vaccine schedules? Or is this the dictates of a doctor or a hospital? I don't think there's a law. Anyway, they said that they agreed that the child would be vaccinated. McDonald said that there'd never been an appeal of the order and that the mother never asked to have the order set aside. Okay. And of course, the issue was grouping them together. And, her husband, now says, I think it's horrific. It is a worst case scenario for a mother who has done and followed all the state exemption laws, never had her voice truly heard in the court. I think this is absolutely horrible. And of course, when he says that she has followed all the state exemption laws, as I said before, is there a law saying that you've got to get these vaccines done in a certain time? I don't believe there is. And yet there are exemptions on the basis of medical grounds, on the basis of religious grounds, on the basis of philosophical grounds. Michigan is one of the states that has those exemptions for those issues. And so what they did was they sent her to jail and then vaccinated the child today, punishing her. Not just saying, well, we're gonna vaccinate your child anyway, but they're gonna send her to jail just as a lesson. This is the kind of judicial tyranny that we don't have any answer to. We don't have politicians who will stand up to this. We don't have presidents or Congress who will stand up to the judicial tyranny of the Supreme Court. And we have people, like if you remember the case of Terry Schiavo in Florida, that was a probate judge, and there was a dispute there. Her husband wanted her to die, and her family did not want her to die, and her family was trying to make the case that she had eye contact with people, and they said, we will take care of her, whatever the situation, we will take care of her. The husband said, no, she needs to be taken off of life support, and it was a probate judge who said she would be taken off of life support, and there were people there, protesters, who tried to give her food, who tried to give her water. And they were arrested for trying to give this dying woman water. And you can look at that picture. If you were following the video broadcast, you can see her making eye contact with individuals. She was starved to death. And Jeb Bush, who was the governor at the time, would not lift a finger against that probate court judge who was starving that woman to death. We'd heard a lot of stuff about the Bushes. We heard a lot of stuff about what happened in Panama. We heard a lot of stuff about his connections with the Bay of Pigs invasion and with the Iran-Contra stuff and everything. But I tell you what, the contempt that I have for the Bush family after that, because it was George W. Bush who was president and Jeb Bush was governor. They wouldn't do a thing against a probate judge who was murdering a woman. That is just the most amazing thing. But, you know, I guess when you look at the other things that they were involved in, it's not that surprising. I'm David Knight. This is Real News. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the sheriff and what he had to say today about not believing that this was simply a lone shooter. We'll be right back. Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption, it's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, October 5th. Yeah, let's do an investigation. Perry Mason style. Or Sherlock Holmes style or whatever. As we were talking about this yesterday with Lionel, who's a former prosecutor, and he's saying, look, you know, you're going to go through and you're going to have a lot of theories that are going to be put out there. And some of those theories are going to involve more than one person. Well, you know, in legal sense, that is a conspiracy by definition. A conspiracy is when more than, you know, two or more people are working together to commit a crime, right? It comes from the Latin, breathe together. They're literally breathing together, planning together, plotting together, working together to create a crime. And it's one of the most frequently applied charges against people is conspiracy. Whenever there's more than two people involved, they always tack that on. So it could be bank robbery and conspiracy to rob a bank. You know, they always tag that on. So it's one of the most frequently applied crimes out there. And yet it was a weaponized term, conspiracy theory, that came after people questioned the lone shooter narrative of the JFK assassination. And so it's become basically a pejorative term that is thrown out there that is supposed to silence any investigation, silence any questions. Now, there's other ways that you can do that. You can come up, and this is the more clever approach that we have seen taken in recent years. You can have people who are trolls on social media who will come out and throw out absurd issues and try to get you as an individual to pass that on, to bite on that, or to try to get us as journalists to bite on that so that they can discredit you, so that they can discredit us, so they can stop people from asking questions. Now, one of those ways, the tactics that people are doing that to discredit others right now is to throw out the absurd notion that nobody died. That is an absurd notion. And people who are doing that, especially people who know better, are doing that simply to shut down any legitimate questions about something that has a great deal of holes in this narrative. That is not the case here. We're going to play some clips for you later of people, interviews with those who saved lives, interviews with people who were shot, people who are in the hospital, doctors, firemen, off-duty police officers, and just ordinary citizens who are out there saving lives. Some of them have been shot. Some of them have already been released from the hospital because they were not shot in a serious area. But we're going to talk about that. That is one thing that is not under question. Another thing that is not under question, as I pointed out, is the fact that they are coming for your Second Amendment rights. It is death by a thousand cuts. And this may sound like something, and it is something most people don't really care about as gun owners. They figure, well, we can make a show of this, Republican legislators say. We can make a show of doing something to show that we care. We can show that we care about what happened by banning the bump stock. And everybody's going like, well, bump stock? What the heck is that? Well, it's this little novelty thing that nobody who is serious about this, no serious gun owner even thinks about this. And, of course, the Daily Beast has even retweeted what some military experienced people in the military have said. Look, you could have killed a lot more people if you were a good shooter with a rifle that had a scope on it and took your time than just spraying a bunch of bullets out there. You could have killed a lot more people in that period of time. So one of the reasons why people say, well, we never had a fully automatic weapon used like this before, is because that's, you know, snipers don't use fully automatic weapons. And they are more effective killers, and that's one of the reasons why this hasn't happened. And that is not an effective way to shoot people if you want to do it in full auto. It is a novelty thing that was put out there. And so a lot of gun owners are going to say, well, I don't really care about that. It's just a toy. It's nonsense. That's the way most people view it. But you have to understand that one of the reasons that that was declared as a legal modification during the Obama administration, and so now we got GOP people out there grandstanding and saying, we're going to take this away. They're grandstanding on this because they didn't have the authority to regulate anything outside of the firing mechanism. And so now when we start to do this, whether they come up with a very narrow piece of legislation that just outlaws that particular stock, they're still going to establish a principle that the BATF and the federal government is going to regulate things that are outside of the firing mechanism of the gun. That's why this is yet moving this in another, the camel's nose under the tent even further. It's death by a thousand cuts. It's death by constant infringement. Why do you think the founders put down infringement? The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's because they knew that the government would not come out in one day and say, well, you know, all of you are armed in America. We've decided that we're going to confiscate the guns today. Please turn them in. That's not going to happen. And so what they do is they take away your guns by a process of gradual infringement, the same way that a neighbor could take over part of your property by moving their fence a little bit onto your property and then leaving it there for a while. And then under the law, they say, well, you know, you didn't do anything about that. So now that property belongs to him because he moved that border over there and you didn't do anything about it. It's a process of gradual infringement. And the government has been moving that fence onto our property, our rights, gradually, and doing it for a very long time. And so now the dangerous thing about this is that not only are they going to extend their regulatory reach over things that they've never regulated before. And part of this is, you know, all this talk about assault weapons. Assault weapons are things that have scary stocks on them. They're things that look scary. So, you know, actually, you know, when you're talking about an assault, that's basically something that threatens somebody, right? So, you know, you have assault and battery. Assault is where you threaten somebody, and battery is when you actually hit them. Well, I think the liberals love to talk about assault rifles because every weapon to them is a threat. They feel assaulted by it. It scares them. And many of the things that scare them are the modifications that are cosmetic that are done to the gun. Doesn't have anything to do with it. You talk to them about semi-automatic and automatic. You talk to them about suppressors. They don't understand what's going on because they don't shoot. And so this is something that they're very happy to see, very happy to move forward, but it is something that is going to move forward the gun control agenda. Let's play real quickly for you. Video number one, guys. This is Michael Savage had a caller into the show yesterday, and we're going to play in the next segment, we're going to play for you what the sheriff in Las Vegas said. But this is a caller into the Michael Savage Show, and we've had a lot of people say that they believe that there were multiple shooters. Here's why this woman called into Michael Savage and said she believed that there were multiple shooters.
While we were laying there, this officer was covering me because of all the shots. And the thing that we've noticed, and my husband noticed too, and I think even the Metro police officer, there were shots that were higher pitched. There were shots that were lower sounding. And they were going at the same time, and the lower shots were getting closer to us. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, there's somebody walking in the crowd spraying their gun back and forth and shooting people. And he was getting closer. The shots would stop. The officer got up and walked out. And I heard his radio because I was right there. And we heard we have active shooters. And then my officer who had been protecting me said, where is he? Where is he? Do you see him? Is he behind us? Do you have a visual? And then the shot.
So you're saying there was a shooter in the crowd going around shooting people in the crowd?
We don't know. And that's what my husband and I are trying to figure out.
Okay. And it was a longer report. And they talked about that a little bit more in detail. But we also played for you yesterday the video from the taxi driver. And you could hear it extremely loud, very close up. And then there was a distance of about 40 seconds. So a lot of people will say that, well, you know, you're hearing echoes because there were a lot of echoes and so forth. But when you hear that taxi video, there was about 40 seconds between the two different bursts that we heard, and they were very different in nature and in character. Here's a lady who was saying that she and the officer that was there with her and her husband believed that there were multiple shooters. Believe that they were close by. That's why they were taking cover. That's why they were telling everybody there are multiple shooters locked down everywhere. I'm David Knight. This is Real News. Stay with us. We'll be right back with the quotes from the Las Vegas sheriff.
December 23rd, 1776. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price on its goods. And it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. Britain, with an army to enforce her tyranny, has declared that she has a right not only to tax, but to bind us in all cases whatsoever. And if being bound in that matter is not slavery, then there is no such thing as slavery upon earth. Even the expression is impious, for so unlimited a power can only belong to God. Thomas Paine, The American Crisis.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. On this October 5th, 2017, we're going to have a video of the sheriff saying he believes the shooter had help. Play that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you that what supports this show, this operation, and all of InfoWars are the products that we sell. That's what keeps us independent as a news organization. Everyone knows that there's an economic censorship that is working its way through the internet and through other means. And so we sell our products directly to you, letting you take control of your life, giving you the information that you need to know what the threats are to your food, to your water, and providing you products that are organic, that are not genetically modified. Taking out the bad stuff, putting in the good stuff that you are missing out of your food supply, even if you are getting, eating natural food instead of canned food or processed food. The soil has been depleted in many cases, and so we sell supplements and vitamins and have been doing that for a while, and we got several of them on sale. If you want to supplement your diet with all the necessary vitamins, minerals, and amino acids, you can do that very easily with Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink. And we have that now 50% off the regular price. It's a great tasting drink mix, so you don't have to take a lot of pills. And it is now 50% off. We also have 50% off Brain Force Plus. As I've said before, that's my favorite supplement that we sell here at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Emmerich's Essentials. It's another good example of taking the bad stuff out. That's our line of organic household products. For example, with the bug spray, instead of having DEET, which is a harmful chemical, something that if you put it on your skin, anything you put on your skin is going to be absorbed into it, we have a bug spray that has no DEET in it and simply has natural ingredients. We were looking at it because everybody here in Texas has had a lot of increased mosquitoes after the rain that we had accompanying the hurricane. Even here, even though we didn't have a lot of flooding in Austin, we had a lot of rain, and so the mosquitoes are up quite a bit where we live. And we got some of this, and my wife said, what's in this? Is this something I should put on my skin or just put it on my clothes? Because that's typically what we would do, a bug repellent that had DEET in it. And I looked at the ingredients and started reading them off to her and said, I feel like I could basically drink this stuff. I'm not saying you should drink that stuff, but I'm saying if you look at it, it's all natural, organic, and it's things that are going to be repellent to the bug, not something that's necessarily going to poison it. And that's the point.
We're trying to give you stuff that is organic, that is going to accomplish the purpose without having poison in it. That's the whole point of the Emmerich's Essentials. And they are 50% off. And we also have a special on coffee, Wake Up America, 20% off, and that's in either the Patriot Blend or the Immune Support Blend. Enter the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. That's the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off Wake Up America coffee. All right, let's play what the sheriff said today, because this is an amazing statement that he had to say. He said, you've got to assume that the shooter had help. Here's what the sheriff said.
To close this case until we run down everything.
Should we ask the terrorist question?
Because look at this. I mean, you look at the weapon obtaining, the different amounts of tannerite available. Do you think this was all accomplished on his own? Self-value, face value. You got to make the assumption that he had to have some help at some point. And we want to ensure that that's the answer. Maybe he's a super guy. Maybe he a superhero, not a hero, a super, you know, I won't use the word. Maybe he's, you know, a super Yahoo that was working out all this on his own. But it'd be hard for me to believe that.
And to that, do we need to ask the...
And here's the reason why. Put one and one together, two and two together. Another residence in Reno with several firearms, okay? Electronics and everything else associated with large amounts of ammo. A place in Mesquite. We know that he had a girlfriend. Do you think this is all self-facing? Individuals are just, without talking to somebody, it was sequestered amongst themselves. I mean, come on, folks. These type of investigations have been occurring in the last few years, and we have to evaluate that. So hold on. I'm done. Okay? What I want you to do is give,
Okay, that's interesting. He had a couple of things I thought were interesting. And again, as I point out, I had a video from accountant to Jason Bourne. It turns out that he just wasn't an accountant at Lockheed Martin. He had a long history of working for the federal government. That's one of the things that some people are looking into. Was this some kind of an extension that went bad of the Fast and Furious? Was an extension of the Gunwalker program that has gone on for quite some time. You know, as I had pointed out from the very first day, I said we've had the government, in order to get gun control legislation enacted, has been caught doing false flag operations, encouraging people to do illegal things, encouraging gun stores to waive the regulations and say, no, don't worry about that. We got your back. And then we had a lot of people die in Mexico. Once one American law official was killed, the whole thing blew up in their face. And so we know from investigations done by Cheryl Atkinson, by CBS, by New York Times, I'll admit that we've had our own government run false flag operations in order to get gun control legislation in. They didn't care how many people got killed. They don't, when they're running this type of stuff, they really seriously do not care. So that is another possibility. But, you know, there was one thing that I heard him say there. All of the things that they're starting to put out, anything that is roughly affiliated with this, tannerite. Tannerite is another gimmicky thing that's just done by sports shooters. It doesn't detonate unless you hit it with a bullet. And if they're going to try to do something like banning tannerite, and what is, you shoot it and it does a little explosion or whatever, which is kind of what people have done for special effects on the movies. And of course, it's Hollywood now that is out there parading around hypocritically criticizing shooting and guns after they use that in every single film that they put out there. That's one of the things that's been driving the demand for things like tannerite, because people want to see the special effect. And it's simply a special effect. Just like this bump stock is essentially a toy. And you talk about the amount of bullets that were thrown out there to hit that many people. That's another reason why people don't believe that it was a single shooter. And the way that this thing would have to operate, that is, it takes a bit of practice. And to shoot that many rounds in that amount of time, this guy was not in that great a shape. And he had to be very careful about the way that he was using these toy modifications to get multiple shots out of this. But, you know, we're now seeing this kind of insane reaction to all things affiliated with the shooting, all things affiliated with guns being on the table. And I you know, if you're going to try to ban tannerite, you just need to understand that you can make it out of the components yourself, and it doesn't cost any more money than buying it at a you know, already prepared for you. Let's play video number 8. We've got Anthony Schaefer, who's going to be on with Alex Jones tomorrow, again talking about a video that may exist that sheds some light on motivations or political connections of this guy that we've been told didn't have any political connections.
Right. Tony, let me start with you. Sure. What do you make of this latest information on this individual, security guard? Not sure if he was armed or not, but he put himself in the line of fire for sure.
Oh, he did an amazing job. And look, the indications are that his intervention, his going to the room, may well have done two things. First off, give the police an exact location to go after. That's critically important in this case. And secondly, he may well have been the trigger that allowed for the gunman for this guy to essentially take the coward's way out and commit suicide, which again may have well saved lives. So this is all good news. My concern still is, as following up from what we talked about last night, Martha, regarding the very thing that you, that Trace just talked about, the video equipment. My sources tell me that they've reviewed the information on that on those videos, and there's things that do lay out some understanding of his motivation and his motive. So I've been told also that they're holding back at least one portion of it based on some investigative leads they want to follow, and that's why, that's the justification I'm being told for the delay in releasing this. But the bottom line is, I you know, my belief is, based on what I've been told, there's a great deal more information available to law enforcement, at least to this point, regarding motivation. I think we should all find out about that very soon.
So, Tony, based on what you and I talked about last night, I'm picking up on what you're saying, that you think they're holding back in releasing some video or image that may point to a political bent in
this
crime?
That's what I've been told. That's what I've been told. I've been told that there's a political angle to this that people are very concerned about. There is one legal law enforcement issue, according to my source. But, you know, essentially, you saw already the political leaking. There's been leaking of certain information regarding the guns. But notice nobody leaked the video. So this is where there's some concern behind the scenes about why certain things are coming out at certain times.
And, of course, many of us are concerned about the videos that were confiscated by the FBI. We're concerned that, based on past investigations, things like TWA Flight 800, where the FBI went around confiscating information that never saw the light of day. So many of us are concerned that these videos may not surface. But that does make sense if he had some kind of political motivation. Anthony Schaefer will be joining Alex Jones tomorrow to talk about that. Maybe we'll have some more information by that time. Who knows? But we're going to also have Lee Stranahan, and we're going to have Matt Dubiel from Chicago are going to be joining us later in the program. In the next hour, we're going to talk about the moves by the GOP to enact gun control.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this Thursday, October the 5th, 2017. In the next segment, we're going to get into the gun control aspect of it. We also have some firsthand testimony of people who were there, who helped to save lives, who were wounded in the process. We're going to talk about that as well. This segment, I'd like to talk a little bit about the Trump agenda and how it is being pushed back. We have the Department of Homeland Security Assistant Secretary saying that the Trump administration supports allowing Dreamers to stay. This is yet another troubling indication that President Trump does not want to follow through with getting rid of people who are here illegally. And again, these people have been given education at American taxpayer expense. American taxpayers did have something that we used to call the American Dream, and that is having your own home or having maybe a larger apartment. But that is going to be cut down if the property taxes used to pay for schools continue to rise. It's going to make those dreams shrink and disappear altogether. And so when we talk about DACA, maybe we should start calling it the Deferred Action to Crash America. But this is yet another troubling indication that they may be actually moving ahead when President Trump said, well, let's give the Congress time to do something about this and actually have a law. It was not ever done by Congress. And as Judge Roy Moore, who just won the Republican primary against $32 million spent by the Republican establishment to stop him, pointed out, there is no such thing as a dreamer. There was never a law. The laws have to be created by Congress. And so this is something that continues to exist simply because they have been shamed and intimidated into allowing it to exist and not standing up for Americans first. Meanwhile, as they work to take away NAFTA, and we've had President Trump say, I don't think we can make a deal because we've been so badly taken advantage of. Canada and Mexico have made great deals, both of those countries, but particularly Mexico, Trump said. So I don't think we can make a deal. I think we'll probably end up terminating NAFTA at some point. But as they're negotiating with this, perhaps there's another agenda involved here. The New American points out that it's not just about dollars and cents. Perhaps some of the things that may be more important to countries like Canada is to have their progressive agenda implemented. And they point to the fact that Canada, just this last summer, implemented a trade agreement with Chile. And the Chilean president there, who's part of the Socialist Party of Chile, and they modernized their free trade agreement with Canada. And in that, they affirm their commitment to implementing obligations adopted by the UN General Assembly. They call upon both parties to implement the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, which is the follow-through to Agenda 21. And that's really what they're looking for. They want to put climate change, reduced emissions, a low-carbon economy, carbon taxes, and so forth. That's what they would like to put in to NAFTA. So it's not just a free trade agreement. It is trying to take away our ability to have an economy. And then we look at what senators like Bob Corker. And remember, it was the day after Judge Roy Moore won the primary in Alabama that Corker said he was not going to run for reelection. And it was very clear that he was facing a very difficult reelection process that he didn't want to get into. And we've had Jerome Corsi write multiple articles about the crony capitalism of Bob Corker and how he was one of the chief obstacles to get out of the way in order to get Obamacare out of the way, because he was making a great deal of money off of it, as he's done many, many other things. Now, Bob Corker is out there threatening to derail tax reform. And understand that if tax reform is derailed by people like Bob Corker, it is going to derail the economy. The recovery that we've had under President Trump, beginning right after he was elected, was based on expectations of tax reform. We have a massive bubble in the stock market that is going to be crashed if something doesn't go through. And people like Bob Corker would be perfectly fine with that. They will burn down this country and its economy for their own political objectives. Stay with us. We'll be right back about gun control from Republicans.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, October the 5th, 2017. We've played a couple of videos for you where we've had witnesses saying they thought they heard multiple shots. And, of course, many people say, well, you know, there's a lot of confusion going on. There were fragments of bullets, but there were echoes within the buildings and so forth. But we've played recordings yesterday of the taxi driver, and you could hear that as people who are very experienced as well in the military. We had Craig Sawyer say to his ears, it sounded like there were multiple shooters. This is a guy, a very, very experienced, high-ranking Navy, former Navy SEAL, and many others, including law enforcement who are on the ground. We played the clip for the lady who called in to Michael Savage. She was not an expert, but she said that the police that were helping her and her husband find shelter believed that there were multiple shooters on. We had the sheriff now say, well, it looks like he had help. I don't know how this guy pulled all this stuff off. And we also had a recording from former retired Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, who was saying there is a political agenda that they have video of, perhaps a confession from this individual that they have not released yet because they're holding that pending further investigations. They don't want to compromise those investigations. So we hope that that comes out. There's a lot of questions that surfaced after the initial official story, and they're now starting to change that official story somewhat. One of the things that I don't believe is in play here is whether or not people died. We've had a lot of evidence to that. And as I said yesterday, we had an interview, and the individual who tried to, I think, discredit what we're doing here, tried to discredit having legitimate questions about what happened there. It was basically saying the whole thing was fake. Nobody died. Nothing happened. And this is just an effort to take away our freedom. And it is an effort to take away our freedom. They are going to definitely use that. And it may be something that they plotted, but that doesn't mean that nobody died. And most false flags and most efforts to get their legislation through, you do have people die, virtually all of them. Just like with Fast and Furious, they don't care if anybody dies. That's not the way these people, it's not like they're going to go out and say, well, you know, let's have an attack here, but let's be very careful that we don't hurt anybody. You know, you look at the plan that was floated to JFK to provide justification for invading Cuba, Operation Northwoods, and the generals who gave this to him said, let's get some individuals and we'll have shooting attacks on shopping centers and malls, and we'll fly planes into buildings. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? The 1960s, they could do that, remote control. But let's fly planes into buildings, and we'll use that as justification for invading Cuba. And he shut that down, and he got rid of the guy who was the general who was pushing that, and that general who was head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff then resurfaces in NATO. And it wasn't very long before NATO had Operation Gladio, where they had individuals there pretending to be the Red Guard, and they were attacking people saying we're communists, and they weren't communists. And they didn't care if they killed people. They did kill people. So they don't really care whether they kill people, but you have individuals who feel that they can shut down any questioning of the government's official story just by yelling conspiracy theories, just like they can think they can shut you down if you're conservative by calling you a racist or calling you sexist or homophobe or xenophobe or whatever. So they have these various epithets that don't work, and then they have other tactics, and that is to float out obviously false information, see if somebody will bite on it, and if they do, they can discredit that person, discredit any real questions about the investigation. But, of course, we have several different stories here. As you heard the Anthony Schaefer interview, he was talking about an unarmed security guard who heard the shots going off as he investigated it, went up to the door. The individual had in the peephole had cameras. He had cameras that were in the hallway or whatever. He shot this unarmed security guard in the chest. The guy was, I'm not sure if he shot him in the chest. He shot him, and the guy was able to relay and tell people exactly what room the shooting was coming from. We also have stories about one individual who saved 30 people, and then he was shot himself. He was shot a couple of times. He was shot once in the arm and another in the neck, but not before he saved the lives of 30 people who were injured and dying, removing them from the scene before he got shot himself. And then there was a police officer who saved his life because one of the shots was in his neck. That bullet is still there. Doctors are very concerned about removing it. They don't want to cause further damage. That's leaving him in constant pain. But there's a police officer there who drug him off. He was an off-duty police officer who happened to be at the concert, and he put his own fingers in the bullet wound to stop the bleeding and save that man's life. So one man who saved the lives of 30 individuals then was shot himself and saved by an off-duty cop. And I want to play for you a clip of individuals, doctors, and others that were being interviewed by Sean Hannity on Fox News last night, talking about the aftermath of that shooting.
On Sunday, joining us now is Clark County Fire Department Chief Greg Castle. He was at the scene of the shooting. Also with us, Dr. Scott Scheer and Dr. Kevin Menes both helped patients wounded by this gunman. Guys, you're amazing heroes. How many patients did you guys see?
So this was unfolding. So we saw 200 patients at Sunrise Hospital. Most of them came in probably within the first hour and a half.
And how many may have died without the care you're offering?
Can't even quantify that. I mean, the job that our staff did, physicians, nurses, volunteers, ancillary staff, was just absolutely amazing. The response that we got, we had 100 physicians show up that night after they were called. We had 100 nurses.
And you practiced for this, I saw.
Like, that had to be a pretty wide conspiracy for all those people to be in on it, wouldn't it?
Doctor, I know, by the way, all the law enforcement guys here love you because you work with law enforcement and you've helped them a lot. Tell us about that dreadful time for you.
You know, I don't take the dreadful part. You know, I think everything that we did that night as a team, I don't regret anything that we did. I think we saved every life that could have possibly be saved. You know, there were over 200 people that were dropped off at our ER in less than an hour.
Wow. And I guess it's sort of like a war zone. You have to prioritize the severity of the injuries, and you went through that process?
Yeah, it's part of mass casualty is the triage process, is making sure that the patient that is deemed red or the sickest patient gets to the areas, either into the operating suite or in front of the ER doc or a trauma surgeon right away.
And you're looking at these people, and I just have a lot of friends that are doctors, and I know you're thinking, I got to get this dad home. I got to get this kid home to their parents. Does that go through your mind, or you can't go there?
You know, in the moment, while I was doing it, I had seconds. I had 200 patients come into the ER in, you know, a 60-minute time period. And I'm pulling patients out. I was the doctor who's pulling the patients out of the car. So I'm the one who's making the initial judgment call of whether or not these patients were, you know, red tags, patients who are going to die within seconds or minutes. You know, yellow tags, these patients who are going to die in minutes or hours, or green tags, they probably will be fine, you know, or possibly they could get worse. But, you know, I had seconds to do this. But, you know, what was amazing about this whole thing was the patients were the greatest patients I have ever taken care of. You know, I got Ubers, taxis, you know, Metro Squad cars, you know, Clark County Fire, City Fire. Everybody was taking patients.
How about this guy? He's the fire chief.
Yeah. Everybody was taking
chief.
Patients.
Honor to meet you, all you guys. You were there as that's happening. These guys, you try and get them to the hospital as fast as possible.
Yes.
All right, this reminds me of 9/11. I was in New York on 9/11. This reminds me.
Let's hold it right there. Yeah, you know, when we talk about 9/11. We can say, you know, to people, do you really believe that a steel skyscraper fell into its own footprint, even though it wasn't even hit by a plane? You know, it was Building 7. But I have no problem believing that there's ample evidence that a lot of people died on 9/11, that over 3,000 people died. And if you're going to say that nobody died in this shooting in Las Vegas, you're calling all those people liars. And you're saying that all the people put bleeding individuals who were dying, severely wounded, into their cars, into pickup trucks, they were all lying. I mean, you imagine what a big conspiracy that is. Why would you say something like that? I don't understand why anybody would say something like that, but clearly it is an attempt to keep us from asking the questions as to who was behind the carnage. And that's what they tried to do with 9/11. That's what they're trying to do here. Stay with us. We're going to look at what is really happening right now, the fire that the Second Amendment is under from the GOP.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
What exactly is political correctness and why is it being pushed on the American public? Well, political correctness is simply a form of psychological manipulation the government uses to control public opinion. By controlling your opinions, the establishment gets you to not only agree with their agenda, but to also ensure that your government-created viewpoint also influences others in a ripple effect. And this is how the power elite and the government stay in power. They use psychological manipulation to turn the public into obedient sheeple. And over time, we lose our ability to distinguish reality from deception. But how does political correctness and other deliberate deceptions work? Well, first, the establishment saturates mass media with their agenda they're trying to push until it invades every aspect of popular culture and is accepted as truth, such as global warming, for example. Then the establishment suppresses any counter-arguments to their agenda by calling critics kooky, nut jobs, racists, or in the case of man-made climate change, climate deniers. You can learn more about this tyranny over the minds of men at InfoWars.com, PrismPlanet.tv, and our YouTube channel, Resistance News. This is Kit Daniels reporting.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Right's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. It's Thursday, October the 5th, 2017. I want to take a look at the gun control laws that are being put forward by the Republicans. Yes, that's right. The Republicans are taking the lead on it this time, not the Democrats. And I want to take a look at what these people are saying. They're using the same talking points we've heard from the Democrats. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the big sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We put these sales on to thank you for your support. That's what keeps this operation going. That's what keeps us independent, are the products that we sell directly to you. Here's one example, Brain Force Plus, 50% off. One of the best things you can find to focus your mind, to wake you up. It is my favorite supplement that we have here at InfoWars, and it is now 50% off Brain Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink, 50% off. A great way to be able to take all the necessary vitamins, minerals, and amino acids, do it in a very simple, great-tasting drink mix so you don't have to swallow a lot of pills, and you can always put whatever you want to in a drink, of course, and make it taste any way that you like, but it tastes great as it is, just adding water. That's 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink. We also have the Alexa Pro and the Alexa Pure Breeze, the water filter and the air filter from Alexa Pure. Those are both 20% off. They're high-ticket items, and that is a great savings on both of those. You want to make sure that you are able to filter your water, get the toxins out. You never know what is going to be coming under your water or what is already there. But even if you have your water tested, you don't know if it's going to be changing quickly. So don't wait until you see adverse effects in yourself or in your family. Make sure that you're proactive and get this stuff out. It'll take out 99.9% of all the organic, inorganic contaminants, bacteriological infection. It's a great way to protect your health, protect your family, and you can get it now. The water filter, Alexa Pure Pro, 20% off. The air filter, Alexa Pure Breeze, 20% off. And you can get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America. Enter the code WAKEUP at checkout, and you can get 20% off either the Patriot Blend or the Immune Support Blend at checkout when you enter the code WAKEUP. Okay, let's wake up to what the Republicans are doing to us. Here's something from NPR, and I want to take a look at what they're doing here. They're saying, fact check, is Chicago proof that gun laws don't work? And, of course, we're going to have Matt Dubiel from a Chicago station, a radio station. He's going to be joining us later in the broadcast, and everybody knows how many shootings are going on in Chicago. And I would just ask, you know, are there laws against drugs? Do those laws stop the drug trade? I don't think so. And that's really what is behind the big murder rate in Chicago. You know, we've got laws against murder too, don't we? Does that stop murder? The laws against illegal drugs, does that stop illegal drugs? No. What's going to happen? What does our experience with this tell us? I mean, what we're seeing here, when you go back to the 1934 Firearms Act that everybody is talking about, because in that Firearms Act, we had prohibitions of fully automatic weapons. We had prohibitions of suppressors, which they love to call silencers, even though they're not silent. But that's where we got that in 1934, the Firearms Act. Why did they put that in? Because during alcohol prohibition, Al Capone in Chicago and his gangs were doing things like writing on the running boards of Model Ts or whatever, and spraying machine gun fire on rival gangs and some innocent people who got involved. Does that kind of sound like what's going on today with the drug war? Both of those are prohibition. And what happens in prohibition? Well, we saw in alcohol prohibition, which, by the way, was done legally. We actually had a constitutional amendment, and we're going to talk about Michael Moore saying, I want to prohibit firearms with a constitutional amendment. Well, at least he realizes that he doesn't have the authority to do that under the Second Amendment, and they realized when they prohibited alcohol that they didn't have the authority to do that either. So they had to have a special amendment to prohibit alcohol. Where is the amendment to prohibit any of these drugs, marijuana or anything else? They don't care about the Constitution anymore, folks. But what happened was when they prohibited alcohol, they you saw with all the various forms of drinks that the alcohol content increased, just as we're seeing the potency of things like marijuana increasing under drug prohibition. It's a natural effect. What do you think is going to happen when they prohibit guns? Do you think it's going to stop innovations? Do you think we're going to have more things that'll be put on, whether it is legal or illegal, if they're going to stop this little novelty toy of the bump stock? Do you think that people are going to come out with new technology? You bet they will. You're going to create a very lucrative black market, and there will be no restrictions on it whatsoever. And you're going to see some amazing firearms coming out in a very short time, just like you've seen some amazing drugs being created, some of them synthetic, because of drug prohibition. It actually makes the thing that you're trying to control more concentrated, more widely available. It actually works in the opposite direction. But they talk about Chicago. And so you had press secretary, for example, NPR says, well, this has become part of the narrative here. Press secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said, I think one of the things we don't want to do is to try to create laws that won't stop these types of things from happening. I think if you look to Chicago, we had over 4,000 victims of gun-related crimes last year. They have the strictest gun laws in the country. That certainly hasn't helped there. And Trump talked about how Chicago had the toughest gun laws in the U.S. So their focus is on, well, does Chicago really have the toughest gun laws in the world? Well, you know, I think that we've got some tougher laws in L.A. or what? It doesn't matter. They have extreme gun control laws there. And even NPR has to admit that gun homicides in Chicago rose by 61% between 2015 and 2016. And that helped to make the gun homicide rate in Chicago particularly huge compared to other similar cities, much higher than the rates that you have in New York. The rate in Chicago was 25.1 per 100,000 residents compared to 2.3 in New York. So it's more than 10 times the murder rate in Chicago than it is in New York. And then they said, and there's also an assault weapons ban in Cook County. So it's not really having an effect is the point. Whether or not you want to quibble about, well, they've got more stringent regulations maybe in California, which is their point. They say fact check. Well, the fact check is that gun laws don't make things better. Prohibition doesn't work. Prohibition doesn't work with alcohol. Prohibition doesn't work with drugs. Prohibition will not work with guns. It simply doesn't work. We have prohibitions against murder, too, don't we? So Michael Moore comes out and he says, well, I think we should have a 28th Amendment to regulate guns. I talked yesterday a great deal about Catalonia. Because Catalonia, which happened on the same day as this mass shooting in Las Vegas, Catalonia is an argument, a macro argument for the Second Amendment, if you will. It's an argument that gives you the big picture. We've said over and over again, the Second Amendment is not about hunting and sporting. It's about protecting people against an oppressive government. And the best way that you can protect people against an oppressive government is to make sure that nothing ever happens, that it's a deterrent. That's what we're talking about with the mutually assured destruction that we had during the Cold War between America and the Soviet Union. They're both armed with nuclear weapons, in the hopes that that would deter anything from happening. That's the macro level of the Second Amendment. And then I gave you an example yesterday of my own personal experience about how we called when we had a break-in at a store. We're waiting for the police to get there. They don't show up. They don't show up. We go out. They nearly shot my wife. And I said, I will not be calling 911. At the micro level, you have to understand that the police cannot always be there. And once they get there, they may mistake you for the culprit. You may get shot. So that's the two arguments of why we have the Second Amendment. We'll talk about Michael Moore after the interview with Lee Stranahan, and that's coming up in the next segment.
It was Thomas Jefferson who once said that our country is now taking so steady a course as to show by what road it will pass to destruction, to wit, by consolidation of power first, and then corruption its necessary consequence. Jefferson was warning us about the global elite, the 1% of the 1%, consolidating the world's wealth and subverting the people's voice in government. Unfortunately, we didn't heed his advice. We now live in a neo-feudalistic society in which we're treated as indentured servants who only exist to serve the needs of the establishment. Political office no longer represents the voice of the people, but rather the initiation process politicians go through to gain acceptance into the aristocracy. Simply put, we the people are responsible for civilization and culture, yet we're suppressed by a tiny elite who have organized into criminal gangs that operate governments around the world. We falsely believe that everything is simply black and white, one extreme against the other, conservative versus liberal, but things will change once more of us realize this truth. As Thomas Jefferson also said, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppressions of the body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. This is Kit Daniels with InfoWars.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
News. I'm David Knight, and on this Thursday, October the 5th, 2017, we're going to talk to Lee Stranahan in this segment, and we're going to change the topic a bit. We're going to talk about criminal justice reform and something that is brewing there, and we've already seen some of the fruits of this at the state level that do not look very good, and we're going to tell you what this is. It sounds great. And certainly, we need to have some reform of the criminal justice system. There's much of it that is out of whack. But the question is, when we got something that's on fire and you pick up a bucket and you say, we got to do something, you might want to look in the bucket and see if you're throwing water on the fire or if you're throwing gasoline on the fire. And that's the case when we look at some of these reforms. Whenever we look at a problem, many times we're doing things that are actually going to exacerbate the problem. I believe that's the case with criminal justice reform. So we're going to talk about that with Lee Stranahan. He's been a contributing writer and a reporter for two of the top news sites in the world. One of them, the liberal Huffington Post. The other, the conservative Breitbart News. You can find Lee at citizenjournalismschool.com. And his other website is thepopulist.us. Thank you for joining us, Lee.
Hey, David. Always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming. Let's talk a little bit about the criminal justice reform. And, of course, we have Rand Paul, somebody that I generally agree with most issues. You know, I'm a libertarian. You never agree with anybody on anything 100%. But, you know, if you can find somebody that you agree with, let's say 80%, that's a big win versus somebody like Hillary that I disagree, that I agree with 0% of the time. But he can also be wrong on some issues. I think you and I both think that he's wrong on this criminal justice reform system. Let's talk a little bit about it. I'll let you lay out what's in view here.
Well, let's weigh out what we know factually about the criminal justice reform movement. Now, there's clearly a libertarian element to it. The Koch brothers, for instance, have been pushing for criminal justice reform, and Rand Paul is leading the way in it. But you don't have to do very much research at all to find out that the criminal justice reform movement, as it exists right now, and I want to emphasize that because, as you said, there are clear areas where the criminal justice system should be reformed. That being said, the current criminal justice reform movement is a leftist movement. And when I say that, it is funded by George Soros. And the people pushing behind it aren't just on the left. They're the most radical leftists. For instance, who's one of the leaders of it right now? Angela Davis. Angela Davis, 1960s radical. She's basically the grandmother of the modern criminal justice reform movement. This goes back to her association with a guy named George Jackson, who is a convicted criminal. And when I say that she's the grandmother of the movement, she directly inspired a woman named Michelle Alexander. Now, Michelle Alexander's a professor, and she wrote a book called Mass Incarceration and the New Jim Crow, Mass Incarceration, Colorblindness in the Age of Mass Incarceration. Forgive me. Very influential person. These people are communist, first off, not a libertarian position. But furthermore, what they want to do is not reform the criminal justice reform system, the criminal justice system. They want to literally abolish prison. They want to literally free all prisoners. And why do I mention that the fact that they're communist has to do with this, right? Again, you don't have to look far. George Jackson, Angela Davis, one of their heroes was Ho Chi Minh, the North Vietnamese leader, okay? Ho Chi Minh said, when the prison doors open, the real dragon will appear. And what he meant was, they want to foment a revolution in this country. The communists have been trying to do this for years, and they admit it, David. This is the opposite of a conspiracy theory. All you do is look at what they believe. Mm-hmm. They want to foment a revolution by releasing every single person of color from prison. And this goes back to the Black Panthers 1966 10-point program. It's right in there. Look up Black Panthers 10-point program. You'll see it. They want to,
and let's talk about, let's add in here, because we're talking about the influences behind this in terms of people. But let's talk about what really puts the wind behind their sails. And that is the insane war on drugs and the mandatory minimums that have come out there. Now, you could fix the problem by just removing those things, but instead they're gonna work around it and do something that is far, far worse. And those things are an affront to justice, and they don't work. And it's those types of things that will, give these people the power to enact a very radical reaction to these very bad policies. And I know that Rand Paul has been on the right side in terms of saying, we got to stop the mandatory minimums. We got to stop the war on drugs. It doesn't work. And what it does, every time, this is why I oppose prohibition. Not because I like drugs, not because I want everybody to become drug addicts or I want easy right. access to drugs, which is going to increase medical and other issues in our society, but because those problems remain, and then you add new problems. And this is one of the new problems that's been added, along with the corruption of our law enforcement and our court systems. Now we have these massive incarceration programs where we got the largest percentage of people in jail of any country by far throughout the world because of the drug war and mandatory minimums. That is empowering these people to offer us then a radical reaction to that bad policy.
Well, if you want to look at the failures of prohibition, you don't need to look any further than the fact that there are drugs in prison, right?
Yes.
In other words,
people dying of overdoses in prison.
the one place you would think you have very restricted environment, right? They have mm-hmm. drugs. So what the left has done, though, David, is they've gotten very good at saying, well, hey, you're not in favor of a guy going to prison for 15 years because he had a joint. And 90% of Americans, 95% are opposed to that. We're seeing larger and larger groups. But what they do is it's a package deal. So let me explain. Let me make a very specific criticism of Rand Paul here. He joined forces with Kamala Harris, who's the Democrat senator from California. Now, is that inherently bad? No, let's keep going. They did a New York Times editorial a few weeks ago talking about bail reform.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did was a leftist tactic. Just, you got the article up here. This is it. If you scroll down a little bit, you'll see that he tells a story. It's right at the top of the article about, you'll see it right there, the Browder story. And he was arrested on charges of stealing a backpack in 2010. You see that?
Yeah.
And the judge set $3,000 bail. He couldn't afford to pay more, so he was stuck in prison. Horrible story, right? Awful. Here's the problem, David. It's a lie. It's a lie by the left. If you Google his name, Khalif Browder, Google his name, you'll find that this exact same story. Now, by the way, let me point out something. Khalif Browder, he stole a backpack. That sounds right. What's the problem with that?
That was in the backpack.
Okay. What they don't tell you in that story was the backpack had $1,000 worth of cash and merchandise in it. And Khalif Browder was arrested because he allegedly punched the guy and took his backpack. So already right there, I'm telling you something. See, you'll find leftist story after leftist story telling this lie. You have to do a lot of research to figure out the truth. They don't tell you he punched a guy. Why not? Because you'd be a little less sympathetic. They don't tell you the backpack had $1,000 worth of stuff in it. They don't tell you that Khalif Browder was on probation already for something that he'd done in the past year. And what they don't tell you that's significant to the bail reform issue is that bail made no difference. He was in prison not because he couldn't get bailed out. He was in prison because he was on probation.
Mm.
And the way the law worked is, if you're on probation and you commit a crime, you can't bail out. So what I'm saying is, it's one thing to make an argument. It's one thing to work with a Democrat. It's another to propagate the same kind of leftist lie that we had about the Trayvon Martin case.
Very important. We got to take a quick break, Lee. And of course, you know, if I say, hey, I'm in jail for a bank robbery, all I did was carry out this sack. It happened to have a lot of money in it, but I just had this sack. And I don't look at what's in it. That's the kind of funny narrative. And of course, Lee cut right to the point, as he always does. We'll be right back with Lee Stranahan. I'm David Knight. This is Real News.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2
and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. On this Thursday, October the 5th, 2017, we're talking to Lee Stranahan. We're going to get right back to Lee. He's talking about criminal justice reform. Yes, the criminal justice system does need reform, severely needs reform, but are we going about it in the right way? And he's looking at the legislation that's being put forward by Rand Paul, Kamala Harris, and others, and he's looking at the background of this. We're going to get back to this in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the sales we have here at InfoWarsStore.com. We have our deepest discount ever on my favorite supplement, Brain Force Plus. I've got it right here. This is something I use on a regular basis. It really helps me to focus my concentration, and we now have that 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we have 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink, a great way to take all your necessary vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. You just put that with some water. It's a great-tasting mix. You don't have to swallow a lot of pills. That's 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula, and also 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. Just enter the code WAKEUP at checkout, and you can get 20% off either the Patriot Blend or the Immune Support Blend coffee. We have it in two different blends. That's 20% off when you enter the code WAKEUP at checkout. And that's what supports our operation, and we thank you for your support. That's keeps us independent. Let's go back to Lee Stranahan. Lee, you know, we were just talking about the way that they're trying to sell this criminal justice reform system, talking about the guy that they said spent a lot of time in jail because he couldn't get bail. They said he simply sold a backpack, and she pointed out, if you do the research, you find out, well, there was $1,000 in the backpack, he mugged somebody, and he was already out on probation. That's why he couldn't get bail. But if we apply the Constitution to this, even under those circumstances, he should have had a speedy trial instead of staying there for a very long time. And so often these we make things worse because we're not following the Constitution or the law in the first place. And that's what happens when we have things like drug prohibition and mandatory minimums. But it's also the issue of speedy trial.
Well, in this issue, the reason the trial was delayed, there were other, I believe he got into a fight. I know that for sure. He assaulted someone in prison was the case, right, while he was waiting. And again, none of these details are in Rand Paul's account. And look, I'm a guy who's covered Black Lives Matter. I've covered the Michael Brown case. I've covered the Trayvon Martin case. If I were to say to your audience, those cases were misreported by a leftist media, they'd agree with me. This is another one of those cases. And let me tell you, the argument here against bail, I'll tell you if you want to get criminal justice reform, where you should start, lawyers. That's where you should start. Because here's the case, and I'm working, by the way, I'm going to mention a website. I'm working with my friends Dog the Bounty Hunter and Beth Chapman. We have a site up called dogversusrand.com. And this is an open letter to Rand Paul where we're urging people to get the facts. And when you see who's behind this criminal justice reform movement, it's Van Jones from CNN. It's the leaders of Black Lives Matter. It's Bill Ayers, domestic terrorist and Obama pal, Bill Ayers. It's George Soros funding it. That's literally who's behind it. But it's not enough just to criticize it, right? The other thing that we're in the process of doing, David, and the reason people should go over to dogversusrand.com and sign up for the mailing list, is we're also starting an alternative criminal justice reform group called Real Criminal Justice Reform. And we're doing it with people who you've had on the show, like John Kiriakou, the CIA whistleblower.
Yeah.
Right? We're doing it with people like my friend Elbert Guillory, who is the first Republican, first black Republican senator elected in Louisiana, state senator since Reconstruction. These are people who realize we need criminal justice reform, but it needs to be on the basis of something that's going to be fair to victims, going to be fair to police, which does not mean kowtowing to them, but it doesn't mean attacking them dishonestly. And most importantly, fair to the citizens and the taxpayers. This issue of bail reform, for instance, Rand Paul and Kamala Harris aren't talking about bail reform. They're talking about getting rid of what they derisively call the money bail system. Well, how about this? If you want to be fair to poor people, which is what their argument is, and by the way, that's, of course, inherently a leftist argument. Oh, we have to watch out for poor people and people of color, but leave that aside. If you want to be fair to them, why don't we get rid of paid lawyers? Why don't we get rid of the system where attorneys make their money? Because David, is it fair that one person is poor, but a guy like Bob Menendez, who's on trial right now in New Jersey, perhaps you've heard about it, not much from the media, perhaps you've heard about it.
He's got
one of the top paid lawyers. How is that fair? And the answer is, how is it fair that rich people eat better food than poor people or anything? But what they want to do is they want to tear down the bail system and replace it with this pretrial release system, which has been shown to be a disaster that puts criminals right back out on the street. So,
and let me give you an example of that, too, because we've already had bail reform enacted at the beginning of this year in New Jersey. And one guy that I've had on the program in the past is a guy who calls himself New Jersey Weed Man.
Yes.
He was able to escape a long prison sentence. To make a long story short, he used fully informed juries. And he had one judge shut him down. But as soon as he told the jury that, he said, I knew that most people weren't going to send me to jail for an extended period of time because I had marijuana. And he got 7 out of the 12 voted for acquittal. So it was hung. The next time he did it, and he was showing actually from the New Jersey Constitution saying that the jury has the right to judge not only the facts of the case, but the law, whether or not the law is just and whether or not it is being applied in a reasonable way. And when that second judge allowed him to leave that part of the New Jersey Constitution up on the desk where he was talking, he got an acquittal. 12 people voted for acquittal. They came after him again this year because he's a marijuana activist. He's got like Rastafarian dreadlocks and stuff. And they came after him again. They locked him up. And because of bail reform, he can't get out of bail under any circumstances because he's got prior issues and so forth. He's not a violent criminal. He's a marijuana activist. And we got people who are still in jail. If you want to talk about this just being a racial thing or a poor thing, we've got people with the Bundy Ranch standoff that are in jail as political prisoners who can't get bail. And they've been in jail for years. So there's a big issue there. But I think we really need to push this fully informed jury issue because we have to have juries if we're really going to have fair trials.
Well, and my friend Dog the Bounty Hunter, and I got to say something. We were getting ready to launch this, and Beth Chapman was diagnosed with throat cancer a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
So I'd like everyone to send out prayers to Beth. She had a major surgery about this. And, of course, it's shocking. We were just getting ready to launch the dogversusran.com site, and that happened to Beth. So they've been a little sidelined in this fight for right now. They're still... You know, she's still texting with me, but Dog, the Bounty Hunter and Beth Chapman were big advocates for New Jersey Weed Ban. And here's why.
Yes. Yes,
they
were.
There's a very libertarian case to be made for bail bonds agents. They're not paid for by the government. It's not a government bureaucracy. These are people who are going out. And by the way, the facts are the facts. When the bail industry is doing its job and when bail bondsmen are out doing it, you have a much higher percentage of criminals showing up for court. Again, this the idea of this getting rid of the bail system is based on a very left, I won't even use liberal because it's insulting to classical liberals. It's a leftist idea. It's a communist idea. Yeah. Somehow, if we just get rid of any consequences for actions, people will still show up. What we've seen is when people... states implement this pretrial release system, okay? When they implement it, criminals go right back out and commit more crimes. So this is one specific issue that Rand Paul is on. We can agree with him on drug prohibition, but just because Bill Ayers, by the way, do you know who's one of the top funders of ending drug prohibition? It's George Soros. Right?
Yeah.
It's George Soros. So you can say, look, I agree on this issue, but trust me, Soros is not doing this without a much larger agenda. And the agenda is what we're seeing. They want to get rid of law and order as such. They want to, they specifically want to foment a revolution. That's what they're doing. And that's why I say if people can go to dogversusrand.com. We have more information coming on this. And if people sign up, we got a mailing list over there. If people sign up, when we launch this new criminal justice reform group, we'll let people know about it. And you, because again, it's not enough, David, to just oppose it.
That's right. We have to offer some real reforms. And that's the key thing. That's
right.
Great.
That's,
so the site is Dog versus Rand. We can also find Lee Stranahan on citizenjournalismschool.com and thepopulist.us. Look, we have fully informed juries are what we really need to have, folks. And bail is in the Constitution. So is a speedy trial. Why don't we try the Constitution? That'd be a great idea, wouldn't it? Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. This is Real News.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, October the 5th, 2017. It's interesting to hear what Lee Stranahan is on in terms of real reform of the criminal justice system. We have seen it so perverted by prohibition, and that's always the issue, folks. You wind up, when you try to prohibit something that is very harmful, like alcohol, probably the most harmful drug we have. Many people who study addiction and medical issues will list it as one of the most addictive, one of the ones that has the most direct health effects. That's one of the reasons why it was the drug that they chose to prohibit. Cocaine was around. They used to put it in Coca-Cola. That's why it's called Coca-Cola. You could buy it in Coca-Cola at the time, but they prohibited alcohol because it was the most dangerous. Did that make anything any better? No, it didn't. It gave us Al Capone shooting people in the streets. And that's why we have some of the prohibitions that we do on guns now, because they will typically add an additional law to a problem that doesn't really fix the problem. Instead, you wind up with multiple problems. And when you prohibit something, like we've seen with drugs, you wind up with a massive organized crime problem because you create a very lucrative black market, and those people have monopoly on that. You intensify and make more dangerous the forms of whatever it is that you're trying to prohibit. You create a massive export of capital, as we've seen with the war on drugs. You corrupt the law enforcement officers because now you're regulating something that is essentially vice and not crime. Vice is something you do that harms yourself primarily. A crime is something you do that harms other people, like you hit them in the head and take their money, like we were talking about in the last segment. That everybody understands that that is something that is evil. And so the police are not inclined to look the other way when somebody does something like that. But when you have something that is a vice, you have something like prostitution, or you have something like drugs, and they say, well, okay, yeah, but it's a willing consent going on between the provider and the person who's taking it. So I'll take a little bit of cash on the side because these two people want this. Who am I to get in here involved as a third party and crackhead? So it corrupts law enforcement, but not in the way that we've seen it corrupted under the war on drugs. Now we've got the police acting as highway robbers, literally, with civil asset forfeiture. Confiscating people's cars, taking their homes, because they say, well, somebody at the home had drugs, so we're going to take the parents home, because we can, and because we'd like to have the money for our police department, or we're going to take your car, we're not going to wait until we find you guilty of something. As a matter of fact, we're not even going to charge you with anything, we're just going to take your home. Or the case that I've talked about multiple times, a guy who had essentially was a private pilot. He took a couple of individuals who were in suits and ties and had briefcases. He flew them from the U.S. to Canada. Unbeknownst to him, they were involved in a major drug deal. When they came back, the police surrounded the plane. They arrested the two individuals. They told the pilot, "We know you had nothing to do with this, but we're going to charge your plane because your plane helped to make this happen." So it's U.S. government versus Learjet serial number, blah, blah, blah. And they took his plane. Took him 2 years to try to get his livelihood back. It bankrupted him, and it was outright theft. That's what we wind up with prohibition. That's why I oppose it. It is not a law enforcement issue. Every problem that we have in this country cannot be solved by putting a gun in somebody's head, face, or hitting them over the head with a billy club, okay? Sometimes it's a medical issue or a spiritual issue or a psychological issue, and that's the way we need to solve it instead of using the same hammer, because we see everything as a nail. The solution to everything, according to the people in Washington, is a law and law enforcement. And we're going to talk about prohibition when we come back, because now we've got the biggest pushers of new gun laws are going to be the GOP. That's what's coming out of this situation in Las Vegas. Very important to understand where these people are, to understand that just as we heard Lee Stranahan saying, we're seeing people in the GOP adopting the tactics and the strategies of the left and the rhetoric of the left. This is happening on the gun control issue. And we're going to name names, and we're going to talk about what they're doing and why you've got to get involved to stop this. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. This is Real News. Money. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government. Independence isn't a day. It's a mindset, an attitude that says, I will not be your dependent. I will not be your slave. Dependence and slavery is a chain that is forged link by link with gradual infringements. When you trade your liberty for safety, to that extent, you become their slave. Slaves are never safe. You won't get rich by being a slave. Guard your liberty. Regard with suspicion anyone who tries to take it. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
You found it. It's the real news. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this October the 5th, 2017. We had a tweet from President Trump today, and we have this story up on NewsWars.com. Trump says the Senate Intelligence Committee should investigate fake news instead of focusing on Russia. He said, why isn't the Senate Intelligence Committee looking into the fake news networks in our country to see why so much of our news is just made up and fake? And of course, it's weaponized. That's the key issue. It's politicized. And I would say, why doesn't the Senate Intelligence Committee, more to the point, why don't they look at the fact that we have our NSA, CIA, and FBI, Homeland Security? Why is it that those people, using the powers of surveillance that they said they needed to make us safe, they needed those powers of surveillance, and it was important that we surrender our liberties in the wake of 9/11. They did dragnet surveillance on the American public after lying to our face about it, committing perjury, people like James Clapper and others, and then they became the face and continue to be the face of the opposition to President Trump. They're the ones who are feeding this Russian narrative. Why is it that our intelligence state is not being investigated for fake intelligence? Why are we not investigating these people for subverting our country and using their power against political opponents? I mean, we're always very afraid of the fact that we had presidents who would use the IRS against their political opponents. That was one of the key charges against President Nixon. And the IRS commissioner presumably did not do that. He said he didn't anyway. We'll take him at his word. How about that? We know that that was something that was done by presidents. Maybe it wasn't done because that IRS commissioner didn't agree with Richard Nixon. Nevertheless, we saw it happen with Barack Obama, and everybody was alarmed about that. Why isn't the American public alarmed about the fact that we have something that is far more insidious, and that is the intelligence community weaponizing this and coming after illegally spying on members of the political opposition, of the transition team, unmasking people illegally? Why aren't they going to jail for the crimes that they committed? Instead, they're still chasing this fantasy conspiracy theory of the Russian issue. And, of course, the two people that came out and talked about this, one of them is a Republican. Okay, you have Richard Burr and Max Warner. The Republican, Richard Burr, is head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and they came out and announced that the probe into Russian interference and political collusion is still going on. So we got the two senators from North Carolina, folks, Richard Burr and Tom Tillis, leaders of the opposition, leaders of the people who are trying to get to overthrow the election, and they're Republicans. We got Tom Tillis, and I've talked many times about how he is a creation of the Washington establishment, the GOP establishment, the swamp, if you will, how he was created by them. And we understand that he is the guy floating the legislation to prohibit President Trump or the Justice Department from stopping Mueller's political witch hunt. Bring me the man, I'll find the crime. And Tom Tillis wants that to continue to go. And so does Richard Burr. They are establishment figures. If there ever were any establishment swamp creatures, it's those guys. Those guys. All right, let's talk about gun control. Let's talk about the constitutional amendment that Michael Moore wants to put in. He calls it the 28th Amendment to regulate gun ownership. He said a 28th Amendment would demand the primary right of all people to be free from gun violence shall not be infringed. That's an interesting choice of words. He copied it, of course, from the real Second Amendment. Infringed. Why do we say infringed? As I mentioned earlier in the program, it's because they knew that nobody is going to come in and take away all the weapons from people in America all at once. They're not going to come in and say, Mr. and Mrs. America, give us your guns. As Senator Feinstein said, she would do that if she could, she said. She would love to do that. She can't do that. It would set off a bloody revolution. So that is, the fact that we have guns is a deterrent to certain actions by the government. It deters the types of things that we saw in Catalonia this last Sunday. It's a deterrence to violence and tyranny committed by the government because they know that there are people who would do something about that if they do it on a large scale like they did in Catalonia. If they try to confiscate our guns, people aren't going to stand for that. It would create it would just burn the country down. And they may get to the point someday where they do that. They have made it clear that is their goal. But the thing that is restraining them is not words on a piece of paper. It is firearms in the hands of the American people. And so they knew this when they wrote the Second Amendment. The founders knew what human nature was. They knew that the British had come for their guns. They knew that even in England they would arm the yeomanry with the longbows and have them practice massive amount of times on Sundays and so forth. And you can go back. I remember when we were in England, you could see, they said, when you looked at the skeletons of the people of that day, the men, you could see a difference in their left arm where they held that longbow out there from extensive practice and intensified the bone density on that left arm. They practiced a long time with a longbow, and they wanted a well-armed and well-trained, well-regulated, they would say in the words of the day. They wanted a militia, a group that they could call on if they needed to protect the nation. But they would not allow them to have crossbows. No, 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 no. Can't have the crossbow. Only the government can have the crossbow. You can have a longbow, not a crossbow. That's something we're going to reserve for ourselves. It's always been that way. The founders knew that. They knew the British had come for their guns. The British had come for their cannons. The British had come for the state-of-the-art military weapons that the people had, and they got some of them, and then they became the targets of the people who were there as they marched back. It was a Pyrrhic victory, and we've seen that happen with every tyrant. That's why when Alex Jones said to Piers Morgan, you know, it's going to be 1776 all over again, you know, we've had the British, we've had Santa Anna come for the guns. When you come for the guns again, it's going to be 1776. So they're not going to do prohibition. They will do it by gradual infringement, a death by a thousand cuts, gradually moving the fence onto your property one bit at a time. That's why the word infringed is there. It is a gradual process of confiscation, a gradual process of taking our God-given rights and turning them into government-granted privileges, and then restricting those privileges, finally removing those privileges, and then using them to pick us off and put us in prison one by one. That's the process of gun control. And now the Republicans are buying into it. And I'll get to that in a moment. Here's what Michael Moore has to say, because I think it's very interesting. He puts out all the lies and misappropriations of the left in this one thing. He says, as over 90% of gun violence is committed by men, in order for a man to purchase a gun, he must get a waiver from his current wife, plus his most recent ex-wife, or from any woman with whom he is currently in relationship. So I guess Michael Moore is fine, because I don't know if he's ever had a relationship with a woman if you look at him. Or if he's gay, he must get a waiver from his male spouse and partner. Maybe that includes Moore. So there you go. All males, especially white males, are guilty because of simply who they are. That's the mentality of the left. That is the intolerance of the left. And then he puts it this way. The public's safety comes ahead of individual rights to own and fire a gun. Now, public safety ahead of individual rights. Public safety ahead of individual rights. Let's repeat that again. Public safety ahead of individual rights, because you don't have any liberty if they can make a claim of public safety. And that doesn't just apply to firearms. That applies to vaccines. That applies to travel. And apply to marijuana or other things like that as well, right? We got to have the public safety always trumps everything. And it's a path to take away every last bit of freedom that we have. And the idiots in this country who post 9/11 will sell their soul, sell their inheritance for a bowl of porridge. All you have to do is tell them that you're going to make them a little bit safer and they'll let you take any freedom or liberty that they have. They don't value anything. Absolute disgusting to see that in this country that used to value liberty above all else. Now, here's what he actually says. Here's the actual language for it, because I think there's a lot of instructions in here. He says, a well-regulated state National Guard. Why does he say that? Well, he says states can have state militias. In other words, the National Guard, the state National Guard. That's not the same thing. The militia, as I pointed out before, the militia was everybody, every male. The males that he doesn't like, is every male from 16 to 60 that was able-bodied. That was the militia. And he's talking about the National Guard. I've had this discussion with a lot of high school students. No, that was a 20th century innovation, the National Guard was. It doesn't have anything to do with that. We'll come back. We'll have more about this.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's Thursday, October the 5th, 2017. We're going to be talking to Matt Dubiel from Chicago in the next break, and we're going to change topics away from guns. I know that... So we laughed about it with Lionel. There's only one topic a week that we're allowed to talk about. You know, just one plate spinning. No, we're going to talk about a lot of different things, and we got some other things coming up with Matt Dubiel. But it is important what is happening now in the wake of this shooting. It's not important just to understand who this guy was. We need to understand what the Republicans are doing to us. I'm going to get back to that in just a moment real quickly. I want to let you know about some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off BrainForce Plus, the deepest discount we've ever had off of my favorite supplement. We also have 40% off InfoWars Life Secret 12. That's our liquid vitamin B12 formula so that you don't have to get an injection or a shot. We also have some big ticket items, Alexa Pure Pro water filter and Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. Both of those are 20% off. And we have 20% off InfoWars Patriot Blend or Immune Support Blend coffee. That's at checkout. You enter the code WAKEUP, and you can get 20% off our Wake Up America coffee. You pick the blends, and you can get 20% off with the code WAKEUP at checkout. We're just going through Michael Moore's idea for how he would like to have the Constitution if he had any say in it. Fortunately, he doesn't. But it's very interesting to see what he picks here, because he kind of summarizes the lies, the misconceptions, and the wish lists of the left when it comes to the Second Amendment. So, first of all, he was saying, well, we want to have a well-regulated state National Guard. Because, see, that's what they've been trying to tell people. And I've had arguments with kids who were, one guy in particular, he was a great employee of mine. He was a salutatorian at his high school. And they had thoroughly indoctrinated him that the National Guard was, that the militia was a National Guard. And it's like, no, it's not. I explained that in the last segment. But, to go on, a well-regulated state National Guard being helpful to the safety and the security of a state. So he's more interested in safety and security than he is in liberty or freedom. That's not an issue. In times of need, along with a strictly regulated right of the people to keep and bear a limited number of non-automatic arms for sport and hunting, with respect to the primary right of all people to be free from gun violence, this shall not be infringed. Okay. So he wants a substitute for the militia, the National Guard. He uses well-regulated at the beginning, and that meant, at the time, well-trained. But then he uses it in the second occurrence with strictly regulated right of the people. You don't have strictly regulated rights. If you have something that is strictly regulated, it is a strictly regulated privilege. Rights are not regulated. Rights come from God. And the Second Amendment is about prohibitions of the government taking those rights from the people. They are rights of the people to keep firearms. It is not the right of some National Guard to have firearms. It is a right of the people. But he confuses those two things. So he has well regulated at the front, uses it like it's used in the Second Amendment perhaps, but then have strictly regulated rights of the people, and then a limited number. Well, who will decide what a limited number is? Oh, I guess that would be our masters at the Supreme Court, of non-automatic arms and only for sport and hunting. It was not about sport or hunting, and you just need to go back and take a look at what happened in Catalonia to understand why we have that. And he said he would then also ban all automatic and semi-automatic guns. Well, he didn't say that. See, he doesn't say semi-automatic arms. He just said automatic arms. And then, of course, he would also require that all guns be smart guns. I've done a video on the whole smart gun scam and what nonsense that is. But maybe he should just say you will only be allowed to have muskets or maybe knives, because Muslims like knives, big butcher knives and swords and stuff. They like that kind of stuff. So let's leave that in there for the Muslims. And then, you know, the story that I had at the beginning of the program about the lady who killed her husband with frying pans. Maybe, you know, we could let people have frying pans too, or maybe those should be banned. I'm not sure. But now they're coming after bump fire stocks. And we even have President Trump saying, we have a tragedy here. We'll be talking about gun laws as time goes by. And the Democrats are saying, oh, that means we can work on him, because in the past, he hasn't been for the Second Amendment fully. But what have we seen immediately? We see that a surge in the prices of the bump fire stocks. They have more than doubled for a used one versus what a new one used to be. But all the new ones are sold out. That's what's going to happen. But let's name and shame some of these GOP turncoats who have us under friendly fire. First one, GOP Representative Bill Flores from Texas. As they point out in Breitbart, he's taking a stand for gun control. He says a typical gun owner does not need them. I would agree with that. But it's not the government's purpose or even authority to tell us what we need. That's our decision, because that's the difference between a right and a privilege. We have a right to determine what we need. And I think most gun owners don't need a bump stock thing, but that's their business whether they do or not. If they want some kind of a toy that they can play with, that's their business. He says he didn't know bump stocks even existed before the attack. And they point out in Breitbart, perhaps he doesn't know that they're more for novelty than for accuracy. In fact, the editor of the Daily Beast, Justin Miller, just quoted a U.S. Army Sergeant First Class Specialist Special Forces soldier, Tony Cowden, who suggested that the use of bump stock made Paddock less accurate. And what the Army Special Forces guy said, he said, had Paddock actually fired slower, had he used the sight, he could have killed even more people. I would argue that someone with decent training, not even a school-trained sniper or a long-range shooter, someone who just understood the basics and fundamentals of marksmanship, could have inflicted even more death. If he had been taking well-aimed shots, shooting every 5 seconds, you would have had more people dead than you do right now. And that was retweeted by the Daily Beast. The guy says, yeah, he's right. Bump stocks actually made him less deadly. What are they? Well, they're ATF approved. They were ATF approved under Obama. Now the Republicans are using that as their little PR gimmick. See, it's a little gimmicky thing that's put on guns. And now the Republicans are going to use it as a PR gimmick. And you might say, well, that's no problem with that. Except that it establishes a principle. It establishes a principle that the ATF can now regulate a part of the gun that they've never said that they had a ability to regulate before. So it's ATF approved. We have other accessories that would do the same thing. I think it's suspicious that this was done when there are illegal ways that he could have modified the gun. Instead, it was done with a legal way. I mean, is this guy really a law-abiding gun owner? Killing people? A mass killer? He doesn't care about the law. Why would he do this in a legal way? Bump stock devices are for novelty, not accuracy. As I said, machine guns are still illegal. Typical leftist war on the poor, as I point out in Breitbart, because they have to pay more for it. Here's another GOP lawmaker eager to jump in, Representative Carlos Curbelo. And then we have Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan, who saved Hillary Clinton. Paul Ryan, who, as Hillary Clinton came out and reported on this very first day, the crowd fled at the sound of gunshots. Imagine if it had a silencer, which makes it sound like a jackhammer instead. They wouldn't have known what to do. They wouldn't have thought that they were under attack by jackhammers, and they would have just stood there until they were killed, according to Hillary Clinton. But Paul Ryan gave her her first legislative victory by shutting down the Hearing Protection Act, which doesn't have anything to do with anyone's safety. And as they point out in the headline on Breitbart, they say Paul Ryan abandons pro-gun bill even as Democrats go soft on gun control. They're pulling back. They're not really pushing for anything specific. Maybe it's because they don't really know what they're talking about. But we have Newt Gingrich, and he's on. We don't have time to play the clip for him because we've got Matt Dubiel coming up in the next clip here. But now we got Newt Gingrich coming out there, and he says, you know, I think as technology changes, sometimes we have to change the rules to catch up with those technologies. Well, you know what, Newt? Maybe you should look at the technologies and how they're going to change once you prohibit them. You know, that's the argument of the left, which says we can't have a Second Amendment because it was written when people had muskets. And we can't have any kind of modern gun with that. That's the argument that the GOP and Newt Gingrich and Paul Ryan and these congressmen you've never heard of before that want to get themselves on the map, that's the argument that the GOP is using as they take the lead.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute 1 part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live and uncensored, broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. It's Thursday, October the 5th, 2017, and joining us now is Matt Dubiel. Matt is the Vice President, General Manager of WCKG Radio in Chicago, and of course they carry the Alex Jones Show in the afternoons, drive time, 1 to 4 p.m. Central on WCKG. You can find that radio station, WCKG.com, and also you can find information about MattDubiel.com, about Matt on his website, and of course Fast Company Magazine calls him one of the most influential people online. One of the reasons is because he's got his finger on the pulse of what's happening in the country. And there's a lot of things that are happening in the country besides the shooting that has consumed the news, and I would say rightfully so, for the last 4 days. It is something that we certainly need to talk about. We need to have a discussion, especially as we look at the gun control issues that are moving forward in Congress. But there are other things that have been happening, as I said before, and I want to talk to Matt Dubiel about some of those other issues that have been shoved to the background. So many things that have happened this last week that are in the background that nobody has talked about. Thank you for joining us, Matt.
Good morning, David. Us gray-bearded men need to stick together. Good morning to you. WCKG is also the future home of Real News. So we're working on that with your clock. So we're excited to bring you to Chicago so people can get, it's a wasteland in morning radio. So thankfully, you all are putting on more shows, and that's fantastic. You know, one of the things that has been standing out to me this week and really leading into this week is the tremendous job. Even the haters have to admit the tremendous job our president has been doing over the course of a significant series of disasters, catastrophes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this guy is busier than a one-legged man at an ass-kicking contest, and he keeps smiling. They keep throwing barbs at him. He travels to the place where the thing is going on to the next one, on to the next one. And so I have to say, not as a fanboy, as an American citizen, I'm delighted and proud and honored to have the guy that is in office right now, President Trump, handling these situations. Could you imagine if little Marco was handling these things, or Hillary, God forbid? So I think that he's not getting enough credit for what he's been doing, what he has done. And naturally you could say, well, he didn't do this, or Melania wore heels to Texas, and people can hate. But when you look at the way that the man in the hospital that he visited looks at him, and the time that he spends, and the care that's in his eyes, and the deference and reverence in the room, it's really, really moving. I almost felt moved to tears like Jimmy Kimmel.
You know, he has his pulse on the American public, his finger on the pulse of the American public. He knows how to relate to people. He knows what they're thinking. He's really kind of, you know, he's a working class, blue collar, billionaire, because he thinks the same way as the American people do. And you're talking about how people would have responded to some of these disasters and everything. You know, you look at the San Juan mayor and the political, responses of all of this stuff. Can you imagine if it had been Jeb Bush? And she had done that kind of stuff to him. He would have been hiding in the corner. He would have been saying, please applaud. I mean, you know, he wouldn't have been able to handle it. Because the reality is that was a fake issue. We talked about this over a week ago. We were talking about the fact they're coming up with this Jones Act issue, saying, look at this. He's supporting America First shipping. And so they're not getting the supplies down there. But at the time they had 10,000 containers backlogged at the docks because there wasn't any way to get that stuff in. And part of it was the natural disaster, but part of it was a Teamster strike that was going on there. And footage came out about some guys saying, yeah, we got a work slowdown that's going on here. But they also didn't have the infrastructure to get that stuff in. So there was a lot of issues there. They're pushing the military in. They're getting other people in to get around the other issues. But the mayor is making these speeches in front of mountains of supplies that she's not distributing to anybody. I mean, it was just absurd. Anybody else, though, from the Republican group would have been cowed and shamed into submission.
I was just sharing with a friend over a cigar the other day. We were talking about, it's funny because we get together every week. Last week he said to me, how long do you think this NFL nonsense will last? And my reply was, it'll last as long or until there's another event as part of our 6-week news cycle. And, yeah. And that's where I take a look at what's going on here in our world. I'm so grateful that we have this presence and this president doing and handling these things. I mean, who better to handle really the impending bankruptcy and default of Puerto Rico without the hurricane? Add to that that there's a hurricane. Who better to handle that and restructuring that and reconfiguring that than a guy who's been through it before and knows how to handle himself? But I started to look at like all of the things that we're not talking about anymore. And I started to look at what was Vegas talking about the day before or the month before. And you know, the thing about the world that we live in today, and I know that you all know this there at InfoWars and Real News better than most, is, and we look at that Rick Santorum example of a Google bomb. And I'm not saying that this was done to be a Google bomb. I'm just sharing the track record of the power of the internet. Try and search for something in Las Vegas today. You cannot find anything except what is happening and what has just happened in Las Vegas. You That's go right. 20, yeah. 30, 40 pages deep on Google or any other search engine, you can't find anything else in Las Vegas that's going on. This happens, we think it might have happened during the Fast and Furious thing when Paul Walker was, when Paul Walker died. Everybody was posting about Paul Walker in Fast and Furious, and then what was buried was the Fast and Furious fiasco, and nobody yes. could read anything about that. Now, I don't know what has been buried, but it didn't take me long to just do a little bit of research about what Las Vegas has been going through recently. And this isn't some like smoking gun by any means, but you may have known that Las Vegas has been experimenting with recreational marijuana. I mean, they've been experimenting with many things over the years, but they're specifically over the month of September, they opened the floodgates to recreational marijuana. And
they legalized it back in the last November election along with several other states like California, but they were the first ones out of the gate to try to implement it. And it was a bit rocky as they came out initially, wasn't it?
And it's still not without struggle. But the interesting thing that happened was is they brought in $27 million in their first month, which is more than almost double what every other state did. Now, the other states that have done it, mind you, I don't think were recreational. They might have been medicinal. But it's big news. It's a big deal that Las Vegas took in $27 million in their first month allowing recreational marijuana. Now, I'm not saying that that has anything to do with the terrible tragedy. I'm not saying it has anything to do with Paddock. I'm looking here. Colorado did $14 million in their first month. Oregon did $14 million in their first month. And Washington did $3.8 million in their first month. Las Vegas did $27 million, and that netted about 3.6 to the state of Nevada in taxes and revenue. So that's a pretty big deal. I'm sure the pharmaceutical companies don't like that. I'm not suggesting, again, that that has anything to do with the fact that there's a psychopath, alleged psychopath or psychopaths in Las Vegas executing some terrible things there. But one of the things that we're not going to be talking about in the near future is the NFL. We're not going to be talking about the marijuana surplus in sales in Las Vegas for any time soon, it seems. We're definitely not talking about the statues anymore. Remember when everyone was all pissed off at the statues? We were tearing statues. I should say we. I wasn't tearing any statues down, but man, they were going crazy about the statues. They were talking about Russia. Right. I haven't heard anything about Russia since. And I think that we got to start writing this stuff down and really start paying attention to what goes away and what rises to the surface when any of these things start happening? Because we all want to do something about it. And Jimmy Kimmel would suggest, and then by the way, I have a new name for him. And not to dismiss his sadness and the hurt that he's feeling. And I understand that, but the guy seems to be crying at the turn at the drop of a hat. And, it reminds me of one of my favorite shows, Sopranos. They had two characters on The Sopranos. One was Big Pussy. The other one was Little Pussy. I think we should start referring to Jimmy as Pussy, Kimmel. We got Pussy Kimmel. We got Pussy Fallon. The guy cries at every single thing. You name it. He's crying for no reason.
Or you could just call him that, galore, like the, James Bond character, right? We're going to be right back. We got to take a quick break. Matt, we're talking to Matt Dubiel out of WCKG in Chicago. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight with Real News.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best-tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this Thursday, October the 5th, 2017. We're talking to Matt Dubiel, and you can find him on mattdubiel.com. That's D-U-B-I-E-L is the way you spell his last name. And we were just talking about Jimmy Kimmel. We're going to get back to this. I got a brief clip here, Matt, that we'll play of Jimmy Kimmel because he doubled down attacking gun nuts who made fun of him because he cried the night before. So we'll talk about that because he's now become more of a social activist than he has a... He was kind of a failed comedian. Now he's become a social activist. Let's hope that with the causes that he's supporting that he becomes a failed social activist as well. Real quickly, we've got a couple of sales I want to tell you about. A couple of my favorite things here. We got BrainForce Plus, 50% off, the biggest discount we've ever had on BrainForce Plus, my favorite supplement that we have here. Help you to concentrate, help you to stay awake. It's a favorite of the early morning crew here, the O-Dark early crew as we call them. Also, we have 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. And you can choose the blend. We have a Patriot blend and we have an immune support blend. You can get 20% off at checkout when you enter the code WAKEUP. That's 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee with the code WAKEUP. That's not too hard to remember. Let's play that clip of Jimmy Kimmel and then we'll get some comments from Matt. Here's Jimmy Kimmel doubling down on his gun comments.
I want to send special good wishes to those watching from Las Vegas, where you know what happened on Sunday night. I'm not going to get deep into it again tonight. I said what I had to say last night, but I do want to say something to these nuts who spent most of the day today on television online attacking those of us who think we need to do something about the fact
anybody doesn't like
that
him as a
59
nut.
Innocent people were killed. They say it's inappropriate to be talking about it because it's too soon. Well, maybe it's too soon for you because deep down inside, you know, in your heart, you know you bear some responsibility for the fact that almost anyone can get any weapon they want. Now you want to cover yourself until the storm of outrage passes. You can go back to your dirty business as usual. But it's not too soon for us because we're Americans. And last time I checked, the First Amendment is at least as important as the Second Amendment. So we really have to.
Yeah, well, the Second Amendment is what keeps your First Amendment for you. And of course, what he's doing there, Matt, is he's accusing basically law-abiding citizens as being complicit and what happened here. This is a guy who just can't keep his facts straight. You know, he's talking about Obamacare. He talks about how his son would have died without Obamacare. He had insurance. He's a very wealthy guy. And he says, well, you know, it would have been this because we have pre... And he didn't say it was because he had insurance and other people didn't. It's because of pre-existing conditions, as if insurance didn't cover pre-existing conditions. This is a guy who just can't keep his facts straight. And I don't really find him funny anymore.
Well, neither does America, and that's the cycle. When you fail and you suck at your job, the next thing to do is to go like, well, shoot, what else can I use this platform for? It's not for what it was supposed to be for anymore. It's interesting when you look at late night, you got, Pussy Kimmel, Pussy Fallon, and Pussy Colbert. And there's no African Americans anymore doing late night. There's no Hispanics doing late night anymore. It's all liberal white guys, old liberal white guys, old rich liberal white guys. And, you know,
maybe we should have some diversity.
Maybe, yes, I think that we should mandate that somebody of color has to get one of those jobs, one out of three of those jobs. Of course not. But how about this? How about you got to be funny? And he's not funny anymore. In fact, there's an argument that says that maybe he never was funny. But here's what
That's
he is.
Right.
He's dangerous. He is dangerous. He is, I'd suggest he might be mentally unstable. Not because he cried. I cried last week, but I cried for a real reason. I cried because I was watching somebody I love firsthand go through some pain, and it was painful to me. Now, maybe it was a little painful to Jimmy because he's from Las Vegas, but he's cried like more than Glenn Beck and, you know, Ellen combined since he's had his late night talk show. And, you know,
well, maybe Jimmy Kimmel should try rubbing his face in some Cheetos because at least that was funny.
Yeah, was that Glenn Beck?
That was Glenn Beck that did that. Yeah. You know, Glenn Beck is actually a funnier guy than Jimmy Kimmel now.
He actually is, yes. And he's actually, he cries maybe just as much. Here's the interesting thing that nobody mentions, and I don't ever hear Jimmy Kimmel crying about this. They love to bring their show to Chicago. They love to bring the show on the road to try and get ratings in their big markets, market number three, Chicago. But I don't think they're talking about, you know, there was 59 people murdered in Las Vegas in one day. There was also 59 people, exactly the same number, in Chicago for the month of September. 59 people. And they were killed by each other. They were killed with handguns. It didn't take some superhuman 64-year-old acting alone with superhuman Liam Neeson-like powers to take out those people. These people are going out on a regular basis. Another fun fact, Jimmy Kimmel, is 897 people died yesterday, and they were killed on purpose, and we know who did it, and it was Planned Parenthood. Where are your tears for those kids, Kimmel?
Yes.
Where are your tears for the kids of Chicago, and where are your tears for the kids that have been aborted on a regular, systematic basis every day? It's much easier to grandstand and stand on the injuries of people in your hometown to use it for a political gain and a political purpose. By the way, how did we get the madness to stop in Las Vegas? This is key. How did we get the madness to stop in Las Vegas? We called good law-abiding citizens with guns, and they came and they fixed it. So if your solution is to fix the gun problem of a maniac by calling people that have guns, why would you want to take guns away from more law-abiding citizens?
And of course, Matt, there's also the cognitive dissonance of the left, who have spent so much time. You're talking about the NFL thing. What's that all about? That's all about telling us the Black Lives Matter narrative, that the cops are universally evil, and we have to do something about these cops. And yet these are the same people who are telling us that we got to take guns away from everybody but the cops. I mean, that's the insanity of the left. You're just talking about the people with guns who they call to stop all this stuff. Those are the people that they're telling us, oh, we got to kill these guys and everything. But then they come back and tell us, you know, even though the cops are evil, we want only the cops to have guns.
And they're the ones that save your ass. So here's the message. The message is to disconnect us from the things that matter and to migrate us from caring about the right things to caring about the wrong things. And part of this debate that really disturbs me is it reminds me of stepping into my kitchen. I got four kids. I can walk into there and I can say that the table is purple. And immediately my four kids are going to argue with each other about why the table isn't purple, why the table is purple. That's exactly what's happening in America right now, and it happens every time there's a gun issue like this. It's clickbait for the media, and I fall into it, you fall into it, everybody falls into it, because then we want to start debating the things that are already set. There's already a Second Amendment. You want to take it down, Jimmy Kimmel? There's a way. There's a process to do it. You have to go through Congress. You have to have the states vote. It's a long and arduous process, and if that's what you want, then go for it. And you're going to find out how difficult that process is. But the process isn't to cry about it on television and then wish and hope and hug and pray. That's not going to fix the issue that Jimmy Kimmel's outlining. So if guns are so bad, make an effort to change the Constitution. Until then, shut up about it.
And of course, we've had Michael Moore give us his new model for changing the Constitution with the 28th Amendment. It's absolutely hilarious. It's actually much funnier than anything Jimmy Kimmel did. We talked about it earlier. But, you know, you're talking about taking us away from what's really important. When we look at the economic improvement that we've had in this country, it's been largely based on expectations of business owners and people who are investing that we're going to get some tax relief. And that began right after President Trump was elected. And yet we got people like Bob Corker, who comes out and starts attacking President Trump, saying, look, I'm glad there's some adults in the room like Rex Tillerson and Mattis, because it would be in big trouble. And then he also comes out and says he's going to oppose tax reform. If Corker is successful in shutting down tax reform, that's going to be like a nuclear weapon to our economy. It's going to burst that bubble, because so much expectation has been built in that we're going to get some relief off of this oppressive taxation.
That's another one of those issues we haven't heard much about since the unfortunate events in Las Vegas. We also didn't hear much about the fact that Equifax got a no-bid contract directly with the IRS.
I covered that earlier. Isn't that amazing? Only in Washington can the people who have lost the most identity of a record amount, can they get a contract. And, of course, as you point out, it's a no-bid, so that explains how they do it.
Yeah, but I mean, since we're talking about Vegas, it's like taking your car to Las Vegas and giving it to the valet at Bellagio, and then he loses your car, and then you bring it back again, and he loses your car again, and he loses it 270 billion times, and then you bring back your car and you let the same guy valet it, and then you reward him with a contract and say, you know what, we're not even going to look at anybody else. You're the guy. That's the guy I want. Like, what is going on? You know, There's not a lot that you and I can do about those things. We could talk about them. There's not a lot of that Jimmy Kimmel can do about this terrible event that happened in Las Vegas. Certainly, yapping about gun control on his show is only going to serve to destroy his show, what's left of it. But a lot of us want to do something. And I made a quick little list here of things that I think we should be doing. One of
those about 30 seconds. Go ahead, Matt.
Dash cams in your car. Everybody has phones, but you should probably get some dash cams on your car so that you have some record of things when they go wrong. Get your concealed carry. Get your FOID card if you live in Illinois. Get a gun. Get trained to carry a gun. Get trained to have a gun.
Basically, just take care of yourself. That's what you're saying there. We are out of time, but thanks for joining us. You can find Matt Dubiel at MattDubiel, that's DUBIEL.com. And, of course, if Jimmy Kimmel wanted to have a good comedy routine, he could talk about the IRS using Equifax to keep taxpayer data.